First back of Yevamos Mishnah Beis. Ketzer Paitus Paiseyim. This is just going to spell out what we've spoken out in the previous Mishnah. This should go nice and smoothly after we had a nice, clear explanation in the previous Mishnah. Hoysa Bitoy or Achas Mikol Arayis or Elu Nesuela Ochiv. His daughter or any of these other rais were married to his brother. Velo Yishacheres, and his brother had a second wife. Umeis, and his brother died. Shame should be to Ptura, just like he cannot do Yibun on his daughter, and she's not chayv in Yibum. Kach tzaras Ptura, also the second wife that was married together with his daughter, Ptura, from the Yibum. Oh, tzaras Bitoy, Nisis Lechav Hasheni. There was a third brother called Levi, and he was able to do the Yibum because he didn't have a daughter involved in the picture. It was his brother's daughter. So he didn't do Yibum on the daughter. He did a Yibum on the second wife that was together with the daughter. V'lo Yishacheres, and aside from that, he had his own second wife. Umeis then eventually died. G'shem Shetzaras Bitoy Ptura, just like the wife that was originally with the daughter of Mr. Ruvain, and Shimon's marriage is Ptura. So now that this second wife got married to Levi and Levi died, not only is this woman also and Potter from Ruvain, but the wife that's together with him in the Levi marriage, also all his wives are Ptura from Yibam. Even you go in 100 stages. Afilu. Yeah, Kate said in Mesut Sersemutaris, and what's an example when the Erva died and because of that the other wives that remain are Mutaris? His daughter, one that rises, married to his brothers. And another wife, Mesa Bito and his Galsha, Yachar Kach Mes Ochiv. Sarasa Mutaris. His daughter died, or she got divorced. And then afterwards, her husband died. Since at the time of his death, he was not married anymore to his daughter, then the second wife that remains is muteris to this person, to the father of the daughter. If his daughter was married in this Kedushe de Rabbonon, she was a ketana that was married off by her mother or her brother, and since she could potentially do miyun, she doesn't. It's not a real full-fledged Kedushe, and therefore she's not the type of erva which can remove yibum from the entire household. Chalitza, a Yibum we don't do because we treat her as married. But Chalitza, still required to do because the Maisa, she's not married to Raisa.